Okay, so get this. We're diving deep on Diddy today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Sean Diddy Combs, but not really about his music. You sent over this YouTube video, and it's really making the rounds online. And let me tell you, it's pretty wild. It claims to like expose all the weirdest moments of his career, and it really doesn't hold back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're talking accusations of like disturbing footage, whispers about satanic rituals.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and just a ton of really eyebrow-raising
It's
claims.
interesting how this video just uses that strong language right away.
Right.
Like words like scheming and phrases like Dee Dee's freak off island. Like they're really meant to grab your attention and make you think there's, something dark going on.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to unpack today. So this video is from a channel called Stevie Knight, and they usually do like commentary on trending topics, a lot of stuff about celebrities. But this one, it's called 20 Weirdest Videos of Diddy.
Okay.
And it really takes things to another level.
I see.
So our mission today is to, really sift through all of this sensationalized content, see what actually stands out, and kind of explore what this might say about, internet culture and how we all interpret information online these days.
Yeah, it's fascinating how the video, I mean, it really taps into that like natural curiosity we all have about celebrities, but it also makes you think about the line between like entertainment and potentially harmful accusations. It's a tricky balance.
So let's start with what the video actually presents as weird Diddy behavior.
Okay.
It feels like this kind of grab bag of different moments.
Yes.
Some of them are pretty tame, but then others, well, not so much.
Right, it's like a whole spectrum of weird. On one end, they're showing Diddy auctioning off a night out with him, and he's joking, like the winner will wake up Wednesday laying beside me. Obviously, like it's meant to be playful, a little provocative, but the video tries to frame it as something, way more suspicious.
I can see how that could be taken out of context.
Right.
But then, I mean, then they jump to this interview between Diddy and Biggie Smalls.
Oh, wow.
And they're suggesting that just because they're joking around, that means they were, quote, more than friends.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's almost like they're like pushing this like little conspiracy theory.
And that's where the editing comes in, right? Like they use all those jump cuts, the slow motion replays, that ominous music. Like they're trying to make those everyday interactions seem like strange or secretive.
It's those classic, clickbait techniques,
Eventually.
the attention grabbing, editing, the over-the-top narration. It's all designed to like keep people hooked.
They're totally playing into, our confirmation bias.
Oh,
Like,
absolutely.
if you already think celebrities are prone to, strange behavior, this video just confirms all those beliefs, even if, like, the evidence isn't really there. And it escalates so quickly.
Oh, the bet.
I mean, they even go so far as to say that Diddy filmed himself getting freaky with his own mother. Yeah, all based on this like lighthearted joke he made about going to strip clubs together.
It's a prime example of how they take things out of context.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
they're showing just a tiny snippet of a conversation without any background
Right.
or even considering like other ways to interpret it.
It feels like they're trying to make us suspicious of like even the most innocent interactions.
And that's why it's so important to be aware of, these techniques.
Yeah.
It's not about dismissing everything in the video, right?
Right.
It's more about understanding how it's, put together to get a reaction out of us.
So, I mean, while it might be tempting to just laugh at how absurd some of these claims are, there's also like a real danger here in blurring those lines between humor and, potentially damaging accusations.
Especially when you consider how, like, easily information spreads online.
Oh, absolutely.
Like this video, I mean, it's gone viral.
Yeah.
That means thousands, maybe even millions of people are seeing this stuff about Diddy.
Right.
And even if some people don't take it seriously, others, they might not be so discerning.
It's definitely something to think about.
For sure.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, like, what's the motivation even behind creating a video like this? Is it just pure entertainment, or is there, something more going on here?
That's a good question. I mean,
Yeah.
the creator might genuinely believe they're, like exposing some hidden truth about Diddy,
Right.
or maybe they're just, using those sensationalized claims to get views and subscribers.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, controversy, it definitely sells.
Yeah. And especially in the online world, you know, views equal money.
Absolutely.
So there's definitely an incentive to push the boundaries, right?
Totally.
Of what's considered acceptable.
And that brings us to a really key point here.
It's like
source credibility.
Yeah.
When you're taking in information online, you know, you got to think about who's presenting it.
Right.
And what are their motivations?
Yeah, in this case, we have a YouTube channel that's known for those clickbait titles and the over-the-top commentary, right?
Right, right.
So that doesn't automatically mean everything they're saying is false.
Right.
But it does mean that we got to be, you know, extra critical of their claims.
For sure. We can't just, like, passively take in information.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to you know, potentially damaging accusations.
You're right. About someone's character.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's look at some of the recurring themes we've noticed in how this video portrays Diddy.
Okay.
One that really sticks out is this obsession with his sexuality.
Yeah, they're constantly focusing on Diddy's relationships.
Right.
And implying there's something, like, inappropriate or scandalous about his interactions with men and women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like they can't accept the idea that a successful charismatic guy like Diddy could have genuine friendships without some kind of ulterior motive.
Yeah, and they're really trying to paint him as this, like, master manipulator,
mm-hmm.
you know, using his charm to control and exploit people.
Plays into those, you know, long-standing anxieties about powerful men, especially in the entertainment industry.
Oh, yeah.
There's this underlying fear that they're all just using their influence for personal gain.
Totally. And it creates this narrative where any display of affection or close friendship is automatically suspect.
It's like they're trying to make us question the nature of all of Diddy's relationships.
And it all ties into another theme too.
Okay.
Like conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the video throws out some pretty wild accusations suggesting Diddy is involved in, like, secret societies or practices, you know, dark rituals.
They bring up this birthday party where there was a nude woman lying on a table with food arranged on her body.
Oh, wow.
And they're saying that's evidence of some sort of satanic ritual.
That feels like a really big jump in logic to me.
Right.
But it's a tactic you see a lot with these conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take a piece of information.
Yeah.
Often something out of the ordinary,
right.
and they twist it
to
fit their narrative.
And it plays on our like natural desire
to
find patterns, you know, and explanations for things that we don't understand.
It's easier to believe in a big conspiracy than to accept that sometimes things are just, you know, random or coincidental.
Conspiracy theories offer, like, a sense of order and control, you know, in a world that can often feel chaotic.
For sure.
And unpredictable.
Exactly. And so in this case, Diddy becomes like the scapegoat.
Right.
You know, the figure that we project all these fears and anxieties onto.
About power, fame, you know, the hidden workings of the entertainment industry.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And then there's this theme of power and control.
Yeah.
The video, it keeps portraying Diddy as manipulative and domineering,
right,
highlighting these alleged attempts to silence his critics and lock women up.
It's that classic tactic,
yeah,
you know, to discredit someone's character,
right,
by focusing on all the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the video is encouraging us to see Diddy as the villain,
right,
the one who abuses his power,
right,
and preys on those who are weaker than him.
And it's interesting how they pick and choose, you know, these moments to fit this narrative. They completely ignore any evidence that might, you know, contradict their claims.
Like, for example, they totally gloss over, you know, Diddy's philanthropic work.
Yeah.
Or his efforts to mentor young artists.
It's a very one-sided portrayal designed to get a very specific, you know, emotional response from us.
Exactly.
Fear, distrust, even disgust.
Yeah, for sure.
But it raises a really important question for us. Like, how do we even separate fact from fiction when we're bombarded with this kind of information all the time?
Yeah, that's where critical thinking comes in.
Right.
You know, it's about being aware of our own biases,
Yeah.
questioning our assumptions, and looking for actual evidence
Yeah.
to support or refute the claims that are being made.
So it's not just about, being skeptical of everything we see online.
Right.
It's about being like active participants in how we evaluate information.
Totally.
We need to be asking ourselves, what's
Yeah.
the source of this? You know,
Yeah.
what are their motivations? What evidence do they have to back up what they're saying?
Right. And are there, other perspectives we should be considering?
Exactly. It's about going beyond just passively consuming
Yeah.
information and actually engaging with it critically.
For sure.
This video, I mean, it almost feels like it's trying to like exploit our fascination with celebrity culture
Yeah.
while also feeding into some of our deepest fears about power and influence.
I think you're right. I mean, this video might be pretty extreme
Yeah.
in how it presents things, but
Yeah.
it does kind of reflect a bigger trend in how we, consume information about public figures. Like
Yeah.
we're so quick to judge,
Yeah.
to speculate, to draw conclusions based on very limited evidence.
Yeah.
It's almost like we enjoy tearing people down,
Right.
especially those who, seem to have it all.
It's like we're all amateur detectives or something, trying to piece together clues
Yeah.
from paparazzi photos, social
Yeah.
media posts,
Right.
out of context sound
And the
bites.
internet has become like our giant evidence board.
Yeah.
We're connecting dots, sharing theories,
Yeah.
amplifying rumors
Right.
without always thinking
Yeah.
about the consequences.
And this video with all of its, wild claims
Yeah.
and the manipulative editing,
Yeah.
it's kind of like a cautionary tale,
Like really.
It reminds us that not everything we see online is actually true,
Right.
and that even, seemingly harmless gossip can have real world implications.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that we need to be like more discerning
Yeah.
when we're consuming information,
Right. That's,
especially when it comes to the lives of others.
yeah, we need to like question our assumptions, challenge our biases,
Yeah.
and really seek out like multiple perspectives. We got to remember that celebrities, despite, their fame and their fortune,
Right.
they're still human beings
Yeah.
with feelings and reputations that can be damaged, pretty easily.
It's easy to forget that
Yeah.
when we're, consuming this type of content,
Right. Yeah.
especially when it's presented in such a sensationalized way.
Right.
We kind of become desensitized to the harm that our words and actions can actually cause.
So as we wrap up this deep dive
Yeah.
into the world of Diddy conspiracy theories, I'm left with a question for you, our listener. After peeling back all the layers of this video,
Yeah.
after analyzing its techniques and dissecting its claims,
Right.
how do you feel about the line between,
Yeah.
entertainment and exploitation
Yeah.
when it comes to celebrity news and gossip?
That's a great question to think about. Like,
Yeah.
where do we draw that line
Right.
between, harmless curiosity and a harmful obsession?
Right. And maybe even more importantly, what role do we as individuals want to play in shaping this constantly evolving landscape of online information?
I mean, we might not have all the answers,
Yeah.
but I think this deep dive has, it's given us some valuable
Yeah.
insights
Yeah.
into the power of media,
Yeah.
the importance of critical thinking, and the responsibility we all share in creating a more informed and ethical online world.
Remember, critical thinking isn't just about,
Yeah.
analyzing someone else's content. It's
Yeah.
about reflecting on our own, consumption habits,
Right.
questioning our own biases,
Yeah.
and recognizing the role that we play in the spread of information, both true and false.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We live in a time where, information
Yeah.
is available at our fingertips,
Right.
but that also means we need to be more careful than ever
Yeah.
about how we evaluate that information and how we choose to share it.
So the next time you come across like a shocking headline or a viral video that makes you question everything,
Yeah.
take a step back,
Yeah.
ask yourself, what's the source of this?
Yeah.
What's the evidence?
Right.
And what are the potential consequences of believing this
Yeah.
and sharing this information?
It's a good point because in a world where, you know, truth and fiction are constantly blurring, it's on us to be, you know, informed, discerning, and ethical consumers of information.
That's what really makes a difference.